The Good Listener, Ghosts in the Machine by Finn Kennedy.
You alright?
Just a touch of tinnitus.
It's the demons coming for you.
There's a Dostoevsky novel called Demons.
Is it?
Yeah, set in Imperial Russia, just before the revolution. Radical idealists versus the conservative establishment.
Where do the demons come in?
It's a metaphor. Every bugger in it's possessed by their own ideas.
Doesn't sound like my kind of thing.
Oh, I'll lend it to you.
Hey, guess where we're off ghost hunting this weekend?
Tower of London?
Even better. Bletchley Park.
No way.
Yeah, it's a museum now.
My dad used to work there.
I know. Want to come?
No.
Oh, come on, it'd be a laugh.
No, I'll give it a miss, thanks.
Scared?
I'm sure you'll find a few old ghosts.
This is looking great, David. I'd click on that.
What, a GCHQ LinkedIn page?
Yeah.
With all our gurning faces on it?
Maybe not.
Won't be allowed anyway.
And we're sure all these are real people he works with.
While you were getting down with the kids, we were trawling the Belgacom staff lists.
Good.
How'd that go, by the way? Did he inspire them?
Not really.
Never mind. So our target is Mr. Kurt Bergman. He gets this email supposedly from LinkedIn, a.k.a. us, saying the European director of Belgacom, Hans van der... How do you say that?
Slice. It's Dutch.
Hans van der Slice. Is he real?
Of course.
So our managing director, Slice, wants to connect with our lowly engineer, Bergman. Bergman gets excited, thinks his work's been noticed, promotion, opportunity, etc., clicks connect.
And we're in?
Well, it's a foot in the door.
No, it's more than that. I mean, if Nocturnal Surge is right, this guy's got access to Belgacom's routers around the world. Right, David?
What I'm worried about is how convincing our illusion is. Once he connects with his boss, what does he see then?
The boss's LinkedIn page.
Which we've also faked.
Well, we hacked the real one and pretty much cut and pasted everything into the dummy site.
We don't hack, we intercept.
Sorry.
And what if he goes clicking around within this dummy site?
Then he'll see some other Belgacom colleagues.
Which we've also faked. Is faked, all right?
Faked is fine.
But how far does this go on?
Far enough.
But if he clicks through and clicks through, I mean, what is this? 10 fake profiles, each with 10 more fake connections, then what? He hits a dead end?
We've had the entire team working on this, Henry.
And it's great, don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to cover our backs. If he smells a rat, this is diplomatic incident territory.
It's fully authorised.
Try explaining to NATO the Brits have hacked their phone provider.
Intercepted.
Whatever.
Well, Henry's got a point. I mean, what if Bergman clicks on the fake connections? Yeah. We've only mocked up two profiles deep.
David?
Internal server error.
Right. He'll just get an error screen, then either refresh or retype the URL.
But by that point, we're in.
That's right. All we need is one click and David's got him.
I'm calling Alison.
We're good to go, Henry.
I want the double check. Alison, it's Henry in IR3. We've ID'd our target and we're poised with a keylogger. I just wanted to double-check we're authorised. What's the HRA? And it's logged for audit? All right, I'll update.
Get used to it. My family know better than to ask.
What about your friends?
Having friends is against the rules.
All right. Game on.
Told you. David, take it away.
Light blue touch paper and retire.
All right, next thing. Once we're in his machine, how do we get Reagan installed across the rest of the Belgacom network?
I'll call in the others.
They're busy with ISIS. There's been another beheading.
Can't we do it ourselves?
Reagan's not your average malware.
And this guy's a techie. He knows the usual tricks.
So we need some cover.
Something we can hide Reagan within, which he'd install as a matter of course anyway.
Email Trojan?
Yes, but disguised as what?
He's too smart for that.
We're doing it with LinkedIn.
That hasn't worked yet.
Plus, that's just standard remote access malware. Reagan's in another league. It's too big for a start.
Can I see the code?
It's on David's machine.
Cool. Let's have a look.
Careful, it's the anthrax of malware.
It's not going to affect my eyes, is it?
I wouldn't be so sure.
I'll squint.
All right.
Wow. The fabled Reagan.
Try smuggling that as an attachment. Like trying to hide an elephant behind a blade of grass.
Oh my God, this is incredible.
It's the Rolls Royce of coding.
There's commands in here I've never heard of.
It's stealthy as hell.
Must have taken years.
About a decade.
And a whole team.
America's finest. Hundreds of guys.
And girls.
Maybe.
It's beautiful.
It's deadly.
And completely untraceable.
How does it work?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
David?
No multiple files. Encrypted virtual file system, single file, customised. Numeric code, no name. RC5 cipher, very rare. Communicates with ICMP ping, commands embedded in cookies, TCP and UDP protocols. US command and control server uploads additional payloads. Kernel hooking functions completely undetectable.
Got that?
Not really.
No one does.
Oh, he's clicked. He's clicked.
Wicked.
He's on the fake site.
We're in.
Boom.
Brilliant.
Installing.
Well done, David.
None the wiser.
Let's hope.
Okay, he's on the boss's profile page.
Stay there, stay there.
Shit. He's clicking through.
To colleague number one.
One down.
Alison Hagen.
Shouldn't have picked a pretty one.
You think she's pretty?
Oh, if you're a Belgacom engineer.
Or a GCHQ nerd.
Speak for yourself.
You're checking out her connections.
I know.
Why?
He's suspicious.
That's as far as we built.
But we're already in.
But if he busts us, he'll root us out.
And the rest.
Would this really cause a diplomatic incident?
If diplomats can even get their heads around it.
Come on, come on, go back.
Access.
I know, David. It's just if he busts us, we've got to wait.
He's gone back.
Good.
Back to the boss's page. Oh, wait.
Well,
he's opened a message box.
He's messaging the boss.
Damn, why didn't we think of that?
Of course he's going to send the guy a message. The head of the firm's European ops has just connected with him. He's seen dollar signs.
Did we build a messaging function?
Of course not. It's a fake site.
Then we need to intercept that.
I know.
Now.
David?
He's on it. What are we going to do with it?
The message? Hold on to it.
Assuming we can catch it.
Reply as the boss.
That's man in the middle. We can't do that.
We can.
I mean, it's illegal.
Offer him a promotion.
We can't back that up.
Say we're in love with him.
They're two brokes.
Yeah, that does exist.
And they're both Dutch.
Don't be ridiculous.
But at least it'll take his attention away from what we're up to on his server.
Captured.
Good work.
Nice one, Dave.
Smartest guy in the room.
Should we reply?
No.
Yes.
Bosses are busy. He can wait a few days.
Well, at least we're in the clear.
Thank God for that. I thought we were busted.
Good work, everyone. Now then, let's see what he's got in here.
The Liberty Cap by Hattie Naylor.
So I'm going to put the earphones in, so all you can hear is the music.
And it's the first dose. The little one where maybe nothing will happen, you said.
Yes. Focus on one of the pictures before we put the patches on. Sometimes that helps.
Yeah.
Comfortable?
Yeah.
I'm putting the earphones in now. Is that good?
Yeah.
Relaxing?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel?
Nothing much.
Well, just go where the music goes. What is it?
That lampshade.
What?
He's gotta go. It just has to. I mean, it's just so... I mean, it's so... Oh, it's ridiculous. How did it ever come about such a thing? Look.
And another thing, you owe me. You owe me for the electric and gas. The standing order went in before I could stop it. I've worked it out. It's £134.15 you owe me. Are you listening to any of my messages or are they just left in the ether?
Did you make notes?
Yeah, they're all there. There was a sense of summing. I don't know. It was more a blurring of everything and the silliness. Why does it make everything look so silly?
The more intellectual or thinking parts of the brain are working differently. It's called the default mode network. It's in the centre of the brain. It's the part of the brain where we consider things. You don't think more when you're taking psilocybin. You think less, more like a child.
Like a child?
Yes, a child can look at a flower or a ladybird for hours.
Like an acid casualty?
I guess so.
But in counselling, where you go over and over stuff, that must be that part. The considering part of the brain. That's the part that needs to go.
I think that different therapies work for different people.
Right.
Are you happy to continue?
Yes.
If you're unhappy, then we don't have to continue.
No.
Do you want to think about it?
It'll be very different, won't it?
Yeah, almost certainly.
And frightening?
We're with you all the time. If it becomes frightening, then trust that the brain is taking you to where it needs to go. Like the river, follow its flow.
Follow the flow.
It's human to be afraid, Pete.
Sensible.
Yes.
So the depression. My depression sits inside consciousness.
Yes.
It's not more than us, consciousness.
No. It emerges from the brain. It's not separate from it. Physiologically, it can't be. It emerges from there.
And the collective unconscious?
Well, that's more like a collective pattern again, that humanity shares, handed down maybe genetically. That's my understanding.
Not beyond?
I don't think there's anything beyond.
You're a scientist.
Yes.
Do you ever stop and say, am I conscious now? Try it.
I forgot to say, I'm going to see your mum. Your mum, remember her? I love you. I don't know what I've done, even. Laters.
Hi, Pete.
You don't mind me ringing you?
No, not at all. Do you have second thoughts about tomorrow?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think I can go through with it. I think I'm gonna have to say no, Sam. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I mean, what's there to believe in? I mean...
Right.
And you've never had a spiritual experience?
I wouldn't say that.
Doesn't that contradict?
It's part of the human experience.
What is?
Spiritual experience is part of human experience. It's in every culture.
Right. But just in the brain?
Yeah. Does that reassure you or put you off even more?
If it's all in the brain, then there's nothing to fear, is there? If there's nothing beyond?
No.
And it might shift it? The depression might go even. The colour might go.
We've had some success.
Okay, then.
What?
I mean, yes, I will then.
Are you sure?
Yeah. 10:30, right?
Yeah.
See you tomorrow. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
The Arabian Nights, adapted by Glenn Neath.
The directions Hassan has given you, the words on the piece of paper you have in your hand, seem to twist and turn like the streets. The incessant sound of car horns, the throngs of people, isn't it something?
Excuse me, can I help?
No, I'm all right.
You will be bothered here by people asking you for something. I saw you look lost, so I will offer to walk with you. Please, nobody will ask you for anything when you are with me.
I'm just out walking in the city.
My mother used to say, don't cut your nose off to spite your face. An English phrase she heard somewhere. She never really knew what it meant. I am on my way across town to go to the school where I sometimes teach. Where are you going while you are just out walking? You look lost, but not because you have nowhere you want to go.
Al-Hassan's bookshop on El Tahrir.
Let me see. I know that bookshop. I used to buy textbooks there. But I can take you to a bookshop just around the corner if you would like.
I'm meeting someone there.
Wait, a friend? Is it the owner? Please, I must try and think. I do know him, yes. Come, it's on my way. I am happy to walk with you there. And I can say hello to my old friend. Oh, wait, inshallah!
The city's very noisy.
I grew up here, so I'm used to it. Now I'm a professor of medicine. You are English?
Oh, do I look it?
I traveled when I could and even came to your country, to Liverpool. I still have friends in Liverpool. If you ask anyone in Liverpool, they will tell you they know me. I love your city of Liverpool.
I look to you like I was English.
Yes.
Oh, my family originally came from here.
Then Cairo is familiar to some part of your soul. Ah, we've been walking together for some time. I'm accompanying you as if by accident. But I expect nothing for you as a companion, except your delightful company.
Inshallah, Malak!
Come in and take some tea.
Let's stop for rest and refreshments.
I won't keep you long.
But I must get on.
This is my brother, Malak, who sells the very best perfumes in Cairo.
Please,
accept my hospitality.
Smell,
no,
smell this.
I really can't. I must be getting on.
Please.
Sit, please.
Yalla, come. Let's drink some tea.
I don't want to buy perfume. I can't wear it because it makes my skin blotchy.
What about a bottle for your mother?
My mother's dead.
Allah rahma. This, dear brother, is like the story of the poor fisherman who had the habit of casting his nets 4 times a day.
Well, Malak, you have now cast it twice.
He kept pulling useless things out of the sea.
And as useful to him as your excuses are to Malak.
The first time he pulled out a dead donkey, it made a hole in the nets.
Cast it again.
So he repaired the hole, cast the net a second time, and when he pulled it in, he found a huge earthen vessel full of mud and sand, threw it back.
Cast your net again.
The third time, bones and broken glass. In despair, he lifted his eyes to heaven. Allah knows, I only cast my net 4 times a day. I have cast it 3 times and caught no fish. Surely he will not fail me again.
And the fourth time?
The fourth time, a brass bottle with a lead seal imprinted with the inscription of our master Solomon, the son of David.
On both of whom be peace.
But it might be worth something at the copper market, at least 2 measures of wheat. But it won't move. I'll open it, shake out the contents, and then roll it to the market. Nothing's coming out.
And then a great column of smoke emerges, rising and spreading over the face of the whole earth, covering the sea and rising so high it reaches the clouds and hides the daylight. Finally, the smoke collects and solidifies into the shape of a great and handsome demon with its feet on the ground and its head in the clouds.
God save us.
His head is a large dome and his mouth is as wide as a cavern with teeth ragged like broken rocks. His legs tower like the masts of a ship. His nostrils are 2 inverted bowls, and his eyes, blazing like torches, make his aspect fierce and menacing. He is a wonderful thing to behold.
Hey! Demon!
Who are you?
It was I who saved you from the bottom of the sea.
Then I have news for you, fisherman. I'm going to put you to the worst of deaths.
What? Why?
Or you can choose the manner of your own death.
That's a sorry reward for releasing you.
Fisherman, listen to my story.
I will. But I am at my wit's end.
I am one of the rebellious demons who plotted against the prophet Solomon, the son of David. He invoked God and called for a brass bottle. He confined me inside it and sealed it with a lead seal, which he imprinted with God Almighty's name. Then he had me thrown into the sea. For centuries I stayed there, saying to myself, whoever sets me free, I will make rich. I promised to open the treasures of the earth, vow to make him king and serve as his servant and grant him every day 3 wishes. But no one set me free for hundreds of years. And so after that, I raged and raved and growled and snorted and vowed to myself that whoever delivered me from then on, I would put to the worst of deaths.
To God we belong, and to him we return. After all those hundreds of years and with my bad luck, I had to set you free now?
Your timing stinks.
Forgive me, demon, and God will grant you forgiveness. Destroy me, and God will inflict on you one who will destroy you. Release me as a reward for releasing you from this bottle.
Your death is your reward and your release.
I did you a good turn, and you are about to repay me with a bad one.
Tell me how you want to die.
But by the almighty name that was engraved on the ring of Solomon, the son of David, you must at least answer me one question before you do away with me.
Ask, but be brief.
By the almighty name, tell me whether you really were inside the bottle. Because I think it was clearly some sort of trick you played on me.
By the almighty name, I was.
You're lying. You're lying. For this bottle isn't big enough, not even for your hands and feet. How can it be big enough for your whole body?
By God, I was inside it!
It's not possible!
You don't believe me? I'll prove it to you!
Fisherman! Here I am in the bottle! Do you believe me now?
I do. And now I'll tell you how you are going to die. I'm going to throw you back in the sea.
Deep Swimmer by Steve Waters.
Here, drink this. Yeah. Places like this, to make you feel maybe you've lost track of yourself. You know, what you are.
So you find it hard to keep track of yourself?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. A bit.
Right. But you reckon this might be you being here with me?
It feels like me. Yeah. A bit of a weird line of questioning. You all right, Mills? I know I've been pretty distant lately. We're all... What with the arrest, the whole legal shitstorm. I know it was weird, the thing about my lawyers, but with my rep, I have to box clever. Right, you get that?
You wonder what the odds are of the police knowing our exact plans before we even know them.
It can't be good.
That's got to be beyond bad luck. That's cosmic.
Yeah, I mean, you can't... I mean, but sadly, people talk, you know, to the wrong people.
Okay, so who are those people? They must have been there among us.
Yeah, I guess it's maybe the newcomers. Maybe we need to vet people more. Maybe we're too open to all comers.
Okay, like we were to you.
Right. Cheers for that.
Oh, and then you sort of walked out on me. Not to go over that. I mean, we said if there was pressure, and there was pressure, that might happen. So I was worried, sure. You could have left a message, but still... I trusted you.
Millie, I never said I'm the easiest bloke, right? Look, eat this bread while it's warm. Oh, and I got peaches.
Who's Mark Kennedy?
What?
Who's Mark Kennedy?
What have you... Did you... Sorry, what are you saying?
I found this... Your passport? A passport. Someone's passport. Wasn't looking for it, actually. Just looking for my shades. You hadn't really taken the care to hide it. Well, we don't do that. Hide stuff. Do we? So you see a passport just there in the glove compartment. Well, didn't think anything of it, but it was it sort of fell open, and I saw your face, but different. Clean-shaven, younger, no dreads, but you, for sure. Just not your name. I mean, take your time. This is massive, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you think. See how this seems... to you.
Well, it seems like you've been lying to me, big time.
Did I say I was straightforward? I always said my past...
Oh, okay, your past, your big, heavy background in drugs.
Not that.
Stick to the legend.
No.
Tell the story.
I mean that, but... Okay, so I never talk about my dad. I won't...
The legend, the dark past, stick to the script.
I'm not going to that place. That was a dark place.
No, what? Tell me. Your dad, what? He's a Kennedy too.
Dodgy Mark. Mark Stone. Flash.
Look, don't say his name. I can't stand to hear his name next to mine. All right, you don't say his name.
Act up. Do it.
Never say that name!
Stop it!
Play the part.
Stop it. Stop
Deep
it.
Swimmer. Transport
Stop
Mark.
Stop it!
The legend.
Anyway, is it a crime to change your name now? Huh? Where's the... Show me the...
I've got it here. It's okay.
Let me see it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Calm down.
That's... What is that? Hey, that passport's ancient. It's out of date. Does that... Is that what you want to hear? That was the old me. Do you want to see my actual passport? Do you want to look at that now? Yeah? See my papers, maybe. My birth certificate. Driving licence. Go ahead, you check all my papers.
No, okay, okay. It was just the shock. It's not... This is not the world I'm in. I get that.
Yeah? Because if you want me to drive you to the airport, then... Happy to do that. Happy.
I'm not accusing you of anything. You can hardly be surprised with all that's going on that this comes as something of a shock.
So when I met you, Millie, I'd lived a lot of lives, okay? Not proud of any of them. I still am a mess. Okay, but since I met you, I've had a chance to escape who I was, right? To put that shit right? But okay, if you want to break that up now, I get that, because, all right, I hold my hand up. I've lied to you. At the very least, not told you stuff I should have. But do you honestly think I could fake these feelings between us? Hey? That I'm some sort of genius actor? Do you think I'm even clever enough to do that? Huh? That when we make love, you think I'm faking all that love? Millie, I've honestly never, ever felt such love for another person, for a life, for a group of people. Yet you... Theo, the cause? You know me. Mark Kennedy? All of that, that's over, that's dead, that's irrelevant. This is what is relevant. Here. You. Me. This. Yeah? Look at me. Look at me. Who am I? Who am I?